Let's get to conversational items, tidbits, if you will.
I like it.
That'll help you be informed so you can sound informed. Those of you who are Pamela Anderson fans, there's a story today at DougStephan.com about Carolyn Anderson, no relation to Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
She has spent $31,000 on surgery and other procedures to look like Baywatch star Pamela Anderson.
That's all?
When I started modeling, I needed to come up with an angle to make me stand out from everybody else. If I do something, I want to be the best at it. So because I'd always been told I look like Pamela Anderson, I decided I should be her. I already had the hair. I've been dyeing mine since I was 12. I've naturally got full lips, so I worked on the rest of my body. The rest, according to the story, includes Botox, lip fillers, teeth whitening, and false eyelashes.
Hmm.
Anderson also injects herself with melatonin 2, which is described as an unregulated tanning drug. She's undergone several follow-up surgeries, breast implants, and apparently one of them broke.
Ooh.
So she had to get them taken out and put new ones in. Her site describes her as a blonde with an edge, known for her alternative glamour work.
From 10 feet away, she looks exactly like Pamela Anderson.
And how about from 3 feet away?
Not so much. She's cute. She's very cute. But so, she doesn't look exactly like Pamela Anderson.
She used teeth whitening, huh? I wonder if she used power swabs.
Right. See?
Power swabs, what do you know?
Save your money.
Power swabs is the way for you to have excellent white teeth at very reasonable, and this is a very inexpensive product, tubes of various materials. You put it on 1 minute for one of the tubes, another minute for another, 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes your teeth are going to look much whiter than they did when you started. The product works so well, it's been endorsed by thousands of people who have in part sent me information about what's happened to them. And very easy, very, very easy for you to get a hold of this product. I love it. I've been using it for a long time, actually since we started talking about it, which is almost a year, I think, now. And it has done wonders. I was even talking to my daughter about it, and I was tactful about it. A little yellow here. You can use power swabs. All set. So if you believe that your teeth could stand some revamping, you've smoked a lot, you've had a lot of coffee or tea in your life, maybe drank a lot of wine, vinegar will do it as well. If you've set your goals high, then this is the number to call for power swabs. 800-865-7602. Power swabs, best whitening results in the world, and the least intrusive or invasive, if you will, because it's just something that you put on these tubes. You can use a toothbrush to wash it around, move it around, but you'll have a five-minute solution to better and healthier-looking teeth. White teeth, risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602 for whiter teeth in just 5 minutes a day.
Fall is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Back to school got you on the run? Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, stories behind the story. Dr. Jay Kumar, by the way, with us later on in this hour. Dr. Jay always has very interesting and important things to discuss. He is awesome. Richie loves the conversation. He wants to help us understand how our brain works when we listen to music, when you see something that you're attracted to. I don't know whether that's just a painting, a picture, or is it another human being. How do you do when you see another human being that you, if it's a man looking at a woman, what's the process that goes through your mind? What's in your brain?
You mean technically the brain.
Yeah, right. And the same is true for women who see other men. You know, this is, it's always thought that the men were the aggressors. That's not true at all anymore. And I don't mean aggressor in the negative sense either, by the way. I think that there are plenty of women.
Me.
Really?
Always has been.
Yeah, very cute, Richie.
Never have the women knocking me down.
Taylor Swift, speaking of women who have her sights set on men, has a new man. Apparently, she's getting close to Australian actor Brendan Thwaites.
Really? Got a new hit coming out? She got a new album coming out? She needs some material?
Yeah, she needs some material, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
She will.
Yeah. I don't know that much about this. This fellow Thwaites was in a new movie with Angelina Jolie called Maleficent. And they spent the night together, apparently. Or they left together, and that was the rumor. They spent the night together. A lot of gossip. Clint Eastwood, for example, his wife Dina filing for legal separation.
Really?
Asking for spousal support, physical custody of their 16-year-old daughter. They announced their separation last month. It's, they've been apart, though, for a couple of years. They married in 1996, grew apart. When she started doing her show on E, Mrs. Eastwood and Company, apparently he did not like having that much attention brought on his family or him. Maybe that's probably more. You don't want the attention brought on him.
I wonder if it gets old, you know, just get ready. What's for dinner, punk?
Yeah, well, you think that's... I mean, your relationship with your wife hasn't gotten old. Kenny's relationship with his wife hasn't gotten old.
Yeah, but I don't walk around with movie cliches all the time.
Well, yeah. No, but he's... come on.
You going to move or are you just going to sit there and watch my potato get cold?
Speaking... Speaking of couples that were, Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were together over this past weekend. They had gone to a tech conference in San Jose. They're both techies. According to the report, they flew home on the same plane. They went from San Jose to Burbank, and they were swarmed by the paparazzi as they left the airport side by side. Whether they have settled their divorce or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But you know what? What that does is underscore what we all kind of need to learn. It is foolish, foolish, foolish for you to have been in an important relationship with somebody and not get along with them after the fact, especially if you were married, have children, that sort of thing. It's just, it's immature. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different words for it that I can't come up with. But I think so many people who just want to argue and fight,
you know,
about things, even if you were treated poorly by the other side, the other party, you think you were anyway. What do I know? What about
For a guy who always plays a dummy, He's a pretty smart guy.
Ashton Kutcher?
He's made a lot of money in this tech industry. He does pretty well.
Yeah, he's very smart. There's no flies on that guy at all under any circumstances.
Nope, he does a good job.
All right, the Jersey Shore's Mike the Situation Sorrentino has blamed Dancing with the Stars for his drug problems.
That's a new one.
He says...
A dancing show.
Well, he says that he hurt his neck on the show, and he began taking prescription painkillers.
I wonder how that flies walking down the streets of Jersey. Hey, broke my neck on that dancing show.
Yeah. So then he realized that he couldn't live without these pills after he started taking them.
Hook me up, man.
All he had to do was get dressed, and I couldn't move. The shirt, the belt, the pants, everything I put on, the shower.
A Cairo, what? You want me to do? You lay on the table.
All right.
I'll beat your
head. Okay. Very nice, Richie. Let's see here. A couple of items regarding Gwyneth Paltrow.
I like her.
Apparently, she doesn't like her friends spilling any of her secrets.
Yeah.
She has gotten wind at a Vanity Fair article was being done on her without her consent.
I didn't say anything.
She sent an email to her friend saying, or asking them not to talk to the magazine.
I swear I didn't say
anything. Vanity Fair is threatening to put me on the cover of their magazine, she wrote in a mass email to friends. If you are asked for quotes or comments, please decline. I also recommend that you all never read this magazine again. She must not have, the email that went to her friends, one of her friends at least leaked it to the New York Times. That's how I know about it. All right. Here's another.
So the email she sent to her friends asking not to say anything to the, to the press.
Got leaked.
Got sent to the press.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly, Richie.
Nice.
Yep. That's how it works. She also she drives a Vespa. What's a Vespa?
It's a scooter. It's one of those little Italian scooters. My wife wants one badly.
She drives her children around in that?
In a Vespa?
She has a Vespa with one of her children on the back seat. And she cut off a school bus the other day.
Yeah, my wife would kill herself on a Vespa. I keep telling her I'll buy her one, but it ain't happening. Don't tell her.
But why, I don't know, you cut off a school bus if you're on a Vespa? What kind of a challenge is that?
You're looking for it's a death ticket.
Yeah, and bringing children
to
school.
They're cool little scooters. They're very cool, but I don't know that I'd drive my kid along.
Common sense she has.
I think she seems pretty sound-minded. But
yeah, that doesn't sound too smart to me, bringing kids
to school. I haven't
talked
to her in a while.
No. All right, Richie, get on the phone to her, will you, please? 20 after the hour on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This fall, small business owners are finding unique ways to bring health and happiness to the workplace. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, almost 9 in 10 small business owners are taking steps to improve employee health and wellness. Though only one-third of small businesses offer health and wellness benefits, nearly half provide work-from-home options or flexible work hours. Additionally, about a third offer discounted company services or goods. Other popular perks include healthy snacks, massages, company sports teams, and community service opportunities. Small business expert Steve Strauss.
You don't have to be part of a larger company to offer your employees great perks. In our increasingly plugged-in world, employees appreciate flexible work options and having an opportunity to participate in social activities with colleagues. These unique benefits are cost-effective, they build a strong company culture, and increase company productivity. And all of that will help your business in the long run.
To learn more, visit about.bankofamerica.com. I'm Dan Merritt.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine.
Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence. An omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Good ones here, Richie.
No, I got all of the worst monkey songs I could find.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
I didn't want to hear the good ones.
Awesome. All right, so the monkeys.
Are there any bad monkey songs, by the way?
I think the upbeat ones like this are more fun. Crack it up. Hey, hey, with the monkeys.
Hey,
we don't monkey around. This is the theme song from the television show The Monkees, which started on this day in 1966, folks. 1966, first day, September in 66 was a great time for them. Hit music, hit television show. 400 aspiring actors had auditioned for the TV series for Don Kirshner. Davy Jones, who had been a jockey, a horse jockey. Michael Nesmith, a session guitarist. Peter Tork of the Phoenix Singers. And Mickey Dolenz, who had appeared on the TV show Circus Boy, were picked to be the answer in America for the Beatles. They were picked to become a fabricated music group, not because they could sing or play musical instruments, but because they looked the parts. Dolenz and Jones were actors. Tork and Nesmith had some musical experience. So they were the first made-for-TV rock group.
Wow. And they were actually became a real band. They weren't just actors.
Yeah.
They became a real band,
right,
with real hits.
Yeah.
And real,
and they did well.
Albums, yeah.
Very well. I think they were
some
real tours.
Yeah. Roberta told me that she went to see the Monkees back in 60 whatever.
Yeah, but in the late 60s probably.
Warm-up band.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Having that on your ticket stub list.
That's a stretch and a half, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Keep going. I want to. There's one of these that really sends me daydream. Believe we haven't gotten to that one yet.
We're going to save that one for last.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll be able to fit it in.
I think there are, what, a dozen number one songs here, Kenny?
I'm not sure if they all went to number one, but they had a lot of hits.
Yeah, they sure did.
All right, here you go.
All right. This does it for me. It doesn't do it for me. It doesn't. I got as a disc jockey when I was a kid playing this stuff. And I think this is the one I wrap myself around, mostly because of the story. I was as sensitive and emotional then as I am now.
Really?
And this song did it for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not.
I thought you were a tough guy back when you were younger.
Well, it depends on who you talk to, I think, much as anything else.
Your ex-wife?
Yeah. Now, my daughter's here. She gives a thumbs up for Richie's 2 pugs. Megan, you want to come over and say hi for
me?
Oh, come on. You
That's
didn't drop the
years. Guy.
Megan, how many years were you on the air? Come on.
Come on over here.
What?
No,
Never mind coffee. Sit down here for just a second and talk to Richie about his pugs. All right, how long has it been since Megan's been on the air with us, Richie?
Years.
This is going to be...
Years and years.
Put the headset on, Megan, so you can hear everybody. We have a position...
Don't worry, Megan. You only have to suffer for about a minute.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. So the dogs. Megan loves those dogs. She posted them on her Facebook page.
No,
Richie's...
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did.
No,
I didn't. What did you show me last night?
I showed you what I commented on.
Oh.
She commented on mine.
He just knows enough about Facebook to be dangerous.
Yeah. And that's fine with us. So, hey, Megan, when we go on vacation, you're welcome to join the list of the people who want to babysit the pugs for us.
Oh, pug sitting. They are adorable.
They are
really.
very cute.
The cutest of the cute.
They are hysterical dogs to watch. It's absolutely hysterical.
How old are they now?
They are 10 weeks old.
Okay, so they are puppy puppies.
Oh, they are absolutely
puppies. That thing you do, the poo pup? What do you do that
with? Oh, no. I was telling Dad, oh, this is great. You'll love this. I was telling him that our dogs who come from this, they're not from the same litter, but they come from the same breeder. And when I was up there picking up the younger one, I heard her doing this call to get the puppies to come and eat, which is kind of like this. Pup, 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 puppies! Okay, so I knew you'd like that. The other best part about that, I wish I knew whether I could get her to listen to this.
She hasn't been on air in years, and that's what she brings to the table.
That's what I bring to the table. And both of the dogs, when you do that now, even though one is 9 and one is 4, they perk right up, and they're like, ooh.
That's
cute. Puppies.
I might try that today.
Yeah, try it and see what happens. They remember. It's like some kind of sense memory for them.
Megan Steffen here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a part of my family. It's the 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. We Americans are outspoken when it comes to choice, whether it's menu selections or political elections. So why not at the pump? E15 and E85 provide an American-sourced alternative for vehicle model years 2001 and later, and flex-fuel vehicles, respectively. Opponents claim that drivers will be confused at the pump. This objection is confusing, as drivers have historically chosen among at least 3 different octanes and diesel. In fact, studies show that Americans do want a choice at the pump by a 3-to-1 margin. In the future, choices will be technology-enabled by innovative blender pumps, which will energize retailers and empower consumers to tailor their fueling options to include the ethanol level best suited to their need. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Going on in the world, and that includes what's going on in your backyard, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, input from all sorts of sources, what is in the news and what it means to you, and it doesn't always mean the same thing to all of us. We have different things, although mostly Syria, we all have the same take on that. Even though I find it interesting, well, for the most part.
I think 60% of us do.
No, that's not, not anymore. If you listen to the politicians who are worried about their jobs, they'll tell you, especially the ones around D.C., mm-hmm. That 90%+ of their constituents want nothing to do with going to Syria. Now, here's the interesting spin on that, because there is a study, if you will, of polls being done, because every day there seems to be a different poll that reflects differently on, and then this is a good example. Some polls say 60-some-odd% don't want us in Syria. Some polls say 70-some-odd% don't want us there. Some polls say 80% don't want us there. Some polls say 90-some-odd% don't want us there. And what the this overview of this is another survey about surveys. A poll about polls, and basically this poll suggests that people don't trust the polls. Many say they are unlikely to participate. If you're called by Gallup or Zogby or one of the big pollsters, people oftentimes now say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. So from whom do they get the information? From where do they solicit the people about whom they are basically writing and studying and reporting? Where is it coming? People are saying, I don't want to be in a poll, so where are they getting the people to participate in the polls?
You know what I'd love to see?
What would you like to see?
There's a poll that tells us how many elected officials actually poll their constituents to see how they should vote. And what they think. Yeah. Instead of, I'm so tired of politicians running on, here's what I think. Mm. I don't care what you think.
You is there to represent
here's
us.
Here's what we think.
Right.
Go vote.
Yeah, that's it. That's what representative government is supposed to be about.
We don't have
what
representative
it's supposed
government.
To all be about. Huh?
We don't have representative government.
No, we don't. We don't have it even close to it.
We're not even close. We wait for some knucklehead to tell us what he thinks, and we go, yeah, right. I'm voting for him.
Duh. All right, here's a big problem from Hawaii today.
There are problems in Hawaii?
Yes, there is a broken pipe to a molasses plant.
That could be a problem.
Has allowed more than 230 gallons of molasses and brown sugar to leak into Honolulu Harbor.
Put that with
thousands
the lava and,
of fish are dying.
Really?
Well, what are you going to do? You're covered with molasses. They're going to live in that. It's going to plug up their gills. They won't be able to breathe. Done. End of line. All right, let's see here. A study of fitness.
A sticky situation.
Very good, Ricky. Putting fitness first in America. Office workers are standing, walking, cycling their way around their day. There are more and more companies putting treadmills in, putting workout rooms in, and not just for men. Women want to get stronger. They like the buff look, and it's very interesting at lunchtime when the women strip down to go to the gym, what that does for morale for the afternoon.
Nice.
That's how it works.
We have a gym down in the ground floor of this building here, and get a lot of you. I'm the one that has to give everybody their little fob if they want access to it.
Really?
And a lot of people participate. They take the fobs anyway. I don't know how often they go to the gym.
Yeah. I would like to be the first to make a disclaimer on this. This is not my doing. I do select often what it is that I'm talking about with help from Richie and Kenny and everybody else who's here. But I am not going to take responsibility for this story. It comes direct from the Associated Press.
Okay.
The listing of the hot sellers so far for the holiday season. Boo, boo, boo. You want to know what number one is?
Tablets.
iPhones, brightly colored iPhones. Number two, video game players.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, smart watches. What is a smart watch?
Smart watch is a computer on your wrist.
Great.
So
we need.
So kind of like an iPhone on your wrist.
Already, there's
Tracy.
Hot sellers.
Come in, take Tracy.
Right. Right. Yeah. Over, Dick.
You know that this quarter, going into the holiday season.
Yeah.
Tablet sales are set to overtake PC sales for the first time ever.
Really?
So that desktop computer or even that laptop computer you have is becoming passé.
Really?
It's out of, yeah. Mm. Everybody's going with it. And Apple started it all.
Yeah.
With the iPad.
All right. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us.
Doctor.
Get your brain ready to work because we'll put it into gear in just a moment on the Doug Good Day program.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This fall, small business owners are finding unique ways to bring health and happiness to the workplace. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, almost 9 in 10 small business owners are taking steps to improve employee health and wellness. Though only one-third of small businesses offer health and wellness benefits, nearly half provide work-from-home options or flexible work hours. Additionally, about a third offer discounted company services or goods. Other popular perks include healthy snacks, massages, company sports teams, and community service opportunities. Small business expert Steve Strauss.
You don't have to be part of a larger company to offer your employees great perks. In our increasing increasingly plugged-in world, employees appreciate flexible work options and having an opportunity to participate in social activities with colleagues. These unique benefits are cost-effective, they build a strong company culture, and increase company productivity. And all of that will help your business in the long run.
To learn more, visit about.bankofamerica.com. I'm Dan Marin.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
All right, 17 before the hour, actually 18 before the hour, if truth be told, and I want to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. The ladies are off today, but we do have Dr. Jay Kumar, who's an awesome brainiac. He is ready to grab whatever he can of your brain. He is not the evil scientist, but he is somebody who gets into your brain, understands your brain, and has fun ways for you to use your brain to be happy and healthy. That's a good thing. He's a professor at several colleges in Los Angeles. He's got a theory. Is this, by the way, in your new book? What are we getting out of this that's in your new book?
Oh, great. Well, Doug, thanks so much for mentioning that. Yes, I have a new book coming out next week called Brain, Body, and Being, Five Secrets for Achieving Authentic Health and Happiness. And this is actually a chapter from one of my this new ebook that's coming out, and how we are actually wired. Our brains are wired for music and art and just like there are so many great benefits to how music can really help us achieve authentic health and happiness. And here's one thing, you know, all of us love music, right?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
But if you like rock and roll or jazz or punk or whatever the case may be, or classical, the brain is actually programmed to perceive music regardless of, you know, what form it's in. And this is the great thing. You know, I always say the brain is something which is, you know, we all have this universality of the brain. And we're now discovering some remarkable things, how music can really positively affect the brain. And not only that, but really influence and have positive effects on our health and well-being. They've just discovered, research has just discovered, that music acts on your brain in the same way as if you're, when your brain is, you know, is having sex or eating chocolate.
So if you're eating chocolate, having and sex, listening to music
at the same time, you're like your brain's like, whoa,
that's
what's
the ultimate party?
You've heard me talk about my affinity for LSD, Jay. LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. Right. And the most interesting, now that you brought this up, I'm looking at the research that I found about a year ago about what singing does to our being. It increases self-esteem and confidence, increases your feeling of well-being, your mood, reduces stress. It's spiritually uplifting, increases positive feelings.
Let me hit on a couple of those, because all those are right, and we have, you know, we have limited amount of time here, but we can all talk about this later. A study came out that actually said that music, people who are about to go into surgery, okay, we're given the option. There are two random group tests, groups in this test. One were given anti-anxiety drugs before going to surgery. The others were actually asked to listen to their favorite music. They measured the level of cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone that gets pumped into our body when we're, you know, feeling anxious or, you know, overwhelmed, right?
Right.
What they discovered was that people who listened to their favorite music before surgery had less amounts of the stress hormone cortisol than those who took anti-stress anxiety drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, how's that? You know, that's free dose of happiness right there.
Mr. Brainiac, let me fire this one at you.
Dr. Brainiac,
please. Dr. Brainiac,
to you, Rich.
How did humans even come up with the concept of music?
You know, this is really powerful, because I love this question you just asked, Rich. As far back in time as we go, archaeologists are able to see that thousands and thousands of years ago, we're discovering that there are like musical, like, you know, like bone flutes discovered in caves. The human brain actually has a connection to music and memory. This is what we're believing now. Prior to the invention of human language, you know, the like speech that we know of, people probably were communicating or were memorizing things through music or humming and sing, and just maybe not even vocalizing, but maybe just humming and singing. Here is a great thing for all of you who educators or parents out there who have children who have challenges with learning. There's a strong connection between music and memory. Here's a great fact. We all remember this. How did all of us learn the alphabet?
Yeah, singing it to the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star theme.
Right, exactly. Or how about
and
you
remember the hip bones connected to the leg bone?
Leg bone, yeah. Right.
Da, 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 da.
You know, there's that TV show in the Saturday mornings, like, you know, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Remember how we learned the preamble of the Constitution, the multiplication table? They were all sung.
My daughter actually came home, was it singing some song about the days of the week when she was in kindergarten?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
it was,
H, I, J,
it was Monday, Tuesday. It was set to the theme of the
W, X, Y,
the Munsters.
The Munsters.
Now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
Right. There is a, and even music connected to memory. Like you know, like when you listen to a favorite song on the radio, automatically you're brought back to that a moment in time, whether it's a good memory or bad memory, that connects to that music, that song, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so there's a really deep connection. So, Rich, kind of answer your question. I don't know I can't say for sure, like, why music was developed, but what we do know is that music has been around for tens of thousands of years in human history. Every culture that you visit or see, there is an expression of music and song.
And I would say that we aren't the only species on the planet to make music. Obviously, we know birds.
Dolphins, whales.
Yeah,
like, have, like, you know, like they produce sonar music, sonar communication. And bats and other animals have the ability to communicate, you know, communicate like this. But what we're finding, which is so primal about the brain, we are intimately connected to music and to singing. And they've actually shown one thing, Doug, which you goes back to something you were saying earlier. People who have Alzheimer's disease,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've discovered that when people who can sing their favorite songs, they actually are able to rewire their brains to help them remember certain things. Right. It's like singing actually can rewire the brain for people with Alzheimer's disease or with dementia. And there is just, this is the tip of the iceberg.
I've seen some amazing videos with that.
Yeah. All right, check it out. Jay's website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com, or follow him on Facebook, which actually you can do through our Facebook page.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
My name
name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display, undeniably, every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
A direct appeal to the United States from Russian leader Vladimir Putin. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Latest on the Syria situation, Secretary of State John Kerry is following up on that potential diplomatic solution to the Syrian chemical weapons crisis with a trip to Geneva, Switzerland. Secretary Kerry to meet with his Russian counterpart today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, in the New York Times today, an op-ed piece from none other than Russian leader Vladimir Putin, who wrote that he wants to speak directly to the American people, and he warns that a potential military strike by the U.S. against Syria will result in more innocent victims and escalate the conflict. Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania is offering reaction to the op-ed piece, saying it should not be overanalyzed.
It's unfortunate that President Putin is using the kind of language he's using in that op-ed. I think he's trying to be clever.
Senator Casey is referring to a line written by Putin that acknowledges that, quote, "no one doubts poison gas was used in Syria," adding that there is every reason to believe it was not used by the Syrian army, but by opposition forces, end quote.
To assert that anyone, any regime other than the Syrian regime is responsible is really ridiculous. His whole op-ed craters because of that unfortunate line.
And Putin wrote that it's alarming that military intervention in internal conflicts in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States. No doubt there will be more reaction to the Putin op-ed piece throughout the day today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
On Wall Street, another triple-digit gain for the Dow. It's been a good week so far, up 135 points yesterday to 15,326. S&P up 5 points, NASDAQ down by 4. Flooding and storms leaving their marks on Colorado and Michigan. One person is reported dead after severe flooding swept across Boulder County, Colorado. Officials in Jamestown said a building collapsed overnight, killing a person trapped inside. In Michigan, utility crews working to restore power after storm swept through Metro Detroit yesterday, leaving more than 70,000 people in the dark. We have some Powerball news for you. Powerball, the multi-state lottery, played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. No one matched all of the numbers in last night's drawing, and so this Saturday night, the jackpot will be up to $317 million. Odds of matching all of the numbers, by the way, about 1 in 175 million. And finally, let's talk about getting from here to there using this mode of transportation. Here's a new report out that will leave all of us who travel by air frequently mumbling and grumbling. The firm IdeaWorks releasing a report that shows all those extra fees we now pay when we fly are really adding up, resulting in a windfall for the airlines. Last year, all those fees for early boarding, onboard snacks, extra legroom, and all the rest totaled a stunning $27 billion, up 20% from the year before. Leading the way in the total amount of non-fare revenue collected last year, United, followed by Delta, American, and Southwest. That's non-fare as in F-A-R-E, and yes, it isn't fair as in F-A-I-R. There's much more to say about this, but I believe it's time for an onboard announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with us today. I'm Michael, one of your flight attendants. Now that you've overpaid for your ticket and paid for every checked bag, it's time for us to really suck every last dollar out of your wallet. If you'd like food, there's a fee. If you'd like water, there's a fee. If you'd like a pillow, a blanket, or use the lavatory, there's a fee. In fact, you will be charged for breathing our stale, recycled air as you literally paid through the nose. Again, have a pleasant flight. And if you have any questions, there's a fee for that, too.
Uh-oh. I think I just gave the airlines a few more ideas for more fees. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.